Chapter 1. After. I've been looking for Sawyer for half a lifetime. When I find him standing in front of the Slurpee machine at the 7-Eleven on Federal Highway, gazing through the window at the frozen, neon-bright churning, like he's expecting the mysteries of the universe to be revealed to him from inside. Come to think of it, maybe he is. I stop. I stare. I need gum and a soda and a box of animal crackers for Hannah, but already I know I'm going to be walking out of this place empty-handed. I'm due at my stupid accounting class in 15 minutes. Water from the storm outside drips from my all-purpose braid and onto the dingy linoleum. A tiny puddle forms around my feet. Hey, Rena. Just like that. Just like always. I'm caught. He's fitting a lid onto his plastic cup. Careful. But nobody has ever sneaked up on Sawyer LeGrand in his entire life. And when he turns to face me, it's like he's not even a little bit surprised. His hair is buzzed nearly clean off. Hey, Sawyer, I say slowly, a sound like waves and roaring in my head. I slip my index finger through my keyring and squeeze, the cold metal biting into the flesh of my palm as it occurs to me how unfair it is that after all this time, God knows where, he shows up tan and luminescent to find me looking like half-drowned trailer trash. I have no makeup on. My jeans have big holes in both knees. I'm at least 10 pounds fatter than I was the last time we saw each other. But before I have time to be properly humiliated, he's bypassed the corn chips and beef jerky and is hugging me, tight, like it's something we do a lot. He smells the same, is the first thing I notice, like bar soap and things that grow in the ground. I blink. I didn't know, I begin, not entirely sure which particular ignorance I'm about to confess. All of them, maybe? 18 years worth of universal truths everybody was smart enough to figure out except for me? I just got back yesterday, he says. I haven't been to the restaurant yet. He grins one of those slow smiles of his, crooked, the kind I've been trying to write out of my system since 7th grade. I think maybe I'm surprising a lot of people. You think? I snap before I can stop it. Sawyer stops smiling. Yeah, he says. I think. Right. I can't come up with anything better than that. I can't come up with anything at all, which is how it always was with Sawyer. Though you'd like to imagine I'd have outgrown at least some of it by now. Back when we used to work the same shifts at Antonia's, I'd be forever dropping plates and forgetting which orders went where, mixing up checks. One night when I was 15 and he was behind the bar, a woman at one of my tables ordered a sex on the beach, and it took me so long to work up enough guts to say the words to him that she complained to my father about the slow service, and I had to clean the kitchen after we closed. My mom told me, he says now, trailing off, trying again. About. I imagine letting him dangle there indefinitely. A hanged man. But in the end, I'm the one who breaks first. Hannah, I supply, wondering what else his mother told him. I can't stop staring at his face. Her name is Hannah. Yeah, I mean. Sawyer looks uncomfortable, like he's waiting for something else to happen. For me to just come out and say it, maybe. Welcome back. How was your trip? We made a baby. But I keep my jaw clamped firmly shut. Let him wonder for once, I think meanly. Let him sweat it out for a change. The Slurpee's bright green, like a space alien. My braids left a wet spot on my shirt. Sawyer shifts his weight awkwardly. She said. We stand there. We breathe. I can hear the hum and clatter of the market all around us. Everything chilly and refrigerator bright. There's a huge garish poster of pretzel dogs over his left shoulder. I have pictured this going differently.